Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen, and David Janes here with you. Harbaugh watch is on. Diana Russini of The Athletic has reported that the Titans decision makers will be meeting with John Harbaugh at his home tomorrow. We will continue to discuss that now with our friend Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow on Outkick. Hello, Hutton. How are you?
Doing well, Adam. Happy New Year. Mace, happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, boy.
Happy New Year. Absolutely.
So, Hutton, we're just going to put that off to the side.
Dina's just glossing over that.
You guys are well.
We're just going to put that off to the side. And I want you to answer the question that Willie posed earlier in the show. So it's been reported that, as I just literally said, I guess, that the Titans decision makers are meeting with John Harbaugh at his home tomorrow. If you are the Titans, tell me the contingent you are bringing to Harbaugh's house.
Okay. Well, so I think it's imperative that they show the structure of the organization here. I think that Amy Strunk, by solidifying the hierarchy, so to speak, on that Friday before the season ended, is a reason. I think that's why they have a chance with this. It doesn't seem disorganized now, and I think they have to show that. I think Amy Strunk has to be there. I think Kenneth Adams needs to be there, and I would expect him to. Beyond that, you got to bring the head coach and the general manager to go get his head coach. Chad Brinker as well. I mean, he's a part of the football operations, and I wouldn't be surprised if Burke Nyhill and Adolfo Birch are a part of it as well.
Let me just, for context, let me tell you what the Giants reportedly have done in meeting with John Harbaugh. This is from the New York Post from earlier today. It is believed that the Giants are bringing Harbaugh to their team facility in East Rutherford, New Jersey in style, with co-owner Steve Tisch's private jet picking Harbaugh up in Baltimore.
Yep.
He met with Joe Shane. Co-owner John Mara has made a pitch. Chris Mara, the Giants senior personnel consultant, had lunch with Harbaugh in Baltimore and met with him at Harbaugh's home. Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning spoke with Harbaugh about the Giants. Apparently, so did Brian Daboll, who was extremely complimentary about the entire Giants operation and is believed to have assured Harbaugh that he would have no problem working with Shane. And Jackson Dart also reportedly met with John Harbaugh. So that's what the Giants did.
But that was at the facility, right?
Yes, that was at the facility. This is at Harbaugh's home.
And see, I think that's whatever his schedule's got going on there. I think, it's also, it gives him the advantage, right? Like, it's not like we're not going to let you leave without signing the deal kind of thing. Look, I think in a perfect situation, you send Borgonzi on the plane and you pick him up. You fly back with, he flies back with Borgonzi. They chat privately in a get-to-know-you situation, and then you open the door at the facility and you have your interview. That's how I think in a perfect situation it would be structured. But look, the Giants have the hard press on him now. They have checked all the boxes with all the rules and protocols about the Rooney Rule and all that. The Titans would have done that today with Mike McDaniel, I believe. So, look, if you want to hire John Harbaugh, your owner has to be at the first interview. I mean, look, he's interviewing the organization as much as the organization is interviewing him. Because if you want Harbaugh, you're not going to want to have a second interview. You know, you feel like if he leaves the facility or you leave without, you know, having a grand plan or a contract in place, you probably think he's headed to Atlanta or New York. But guys, I mean, this is it's a big moment for ownership for the Titans. I'm quite frankly, I'm surprised that Harbaugh is has the Titans on his list, just based on what we have seen recently within the organization. But what a huge hire this would be for the franchise, for the fan base. Look, it sells tickets. Let's just put that out there too. It sells tickets, and there's not much that's selling right now for the Tennessee Titans. That would be a huge, a jump forward from where they were from a coaching situation.
Now, you just mentioned some of the past sort of dysfunctions within this organization, but now that, you know, it seems like Amy got her ducks in a row as far as, you know, the chain of command, and I asked Willie and Adam this, why would, now that the season's over, now that you sit back and look at this team, why wouldn't you take the job outside of the money? Because I know ultimately you have to pay him upwards of $17, $18 million. So put the money aside. Why wouldn't you take a job like this?
Well, if I'm Harbaugh?
Yeah. Because she's already put stuff in place.
Because Atlanta's available. Atlanta has a much better roster right now. Mm-hmm. So does New York. From an offensive playmaking
standpoint. But Atlanta doesn't have their quarterback.
Right, but you have all the other pieces around. Like, you find your quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Like, if Harbaugh loves Cam Ward, that's great. That's a huge plus. And clearly he does, because he has the Titans on his list, right? Mm-hmm. But why wouldn't I take the job? For everything that we've sat through and covered over the last several years, Mace. I mean, like the lack of patience, lack of stability, continuity, like those things for him. I mean, that you would know, mm-hmm. you know about that organization with Baltimore. I mean, that's the Titans have been the opposite of that organization. But you know, you come in and you're working with a general manager who's going to be in year number two. He is very deliberate and goes about things behind the scenes, but he's a football guy. You know, like I think that it's a spot where I think Harbaugh would blend in well. He leads, but he doesn't have to be at the showman or the how do I say that? He doesn't have to be in the headlines. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't have to be on camera. Like the stars are on the field, and he's still the alpha on the sideline. Like I think that's exactly what Borgonzi's been describing. And look, it would be a huge home run, not just from the name recognition, but by results of instant credibility, instant leadership, and instant trust in whatever process he would lay out to his team.
You're right, because this hire has to be the hire. This is the most important hire that they've had in recent years, because of everything that is going on with this team and then moving into a new stadium. Willie brought up something interesting about, you know, putting – I think if I'm wrong with this, Willie, correct me – about like solely concentrating on Harbaugh, putting all your eggs in one basket. How can – do you think they can sort of pursue Harbaugh, but still, you know, put forth the effort they need to put forth with these other coaches? Because it seemed like the Giants are all in. It seems like the Giants, it's like Harbaugh and everybody else, we'll think about y'all once Harbaugh makes his decision. Should the Titans operate in that fashion as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I would be all in as well. I mean, as far as the other candidates, you have a lot of unknowns, and the structure, like for everything that we've seen recently, Mace, mm-hmm. the hire of Harbaugh would instantly turn things around 180 degrees. You know, the perception, I'm saying, mm-hmm. of the stability, the hierarchy, the football department versus the entertainment department, all that wouldn't be a question. And you instantly have the guy who's been there, done that, isn't planning on going anywhere anytime soon, isn't going to, you know, stir the pot behind the scenes, is going to adapt. You know, he goes from Flacco to Lamar Jackson. I mean, like, I think it's a great point, though. I mean, you have to be ready to go all in. Mm-hmm. The Titans should have the huge advantage here, because while they didn't know he was going to be available per se, they've known since October that they were going to be able to pitch the process of what they're wanting to build in the rebuild and why they're on track, even though the roster is depleted the way it is, why they went with Cam Ward, what they want from an offensive coordinator, play caller, defensively, who they want to be, and why Denard Wilson's not back. You know, things like that. Those are things that they should be able to crush because, I mean, they've known forever that they were going to be in this spot. It's not something that they have to throw together necessarily like, you know, whenever Malarkey was in or out in the playoff race and then all of a sudden they turn around and they interview three candidates, right? Like, they're interviewing as many candidates as possible. And they're balancing it well so far. I mean, so, yeah, I mean, they should be ready to do this. Hop on the plane and go.
Do you think, this is maybe impossible to answer, so we all would have to have our own theory, but do you think John Harbaugh, after studying Dart and studying Cam Ward, would have a different offensive coordinator depending on which job he, quote-unquote, chooses?
That's a great question. Yes.
Or do you think he's already told his offensive coordinator, you're going to be my guy, we'll just figure out where we're going to go? Because his philosophy is adapting to the talent you have, right?
Yeah, but I think what they've done so well in Baltimore, and it's not Cam Ward that would be doing this, what we've seen with Lamar, but it's the run-based offense, and then the quarterback then plays off of that and then makes you pay. Ward's got the arm. We know that. That's putting it all together and developing him into the going from good to great, going from great to elite. I think there's the management style. I think Harbaugh wants to run a certain style of offense, but also, like, Willie, we've seen him change quarterbacks, right? And do it about face on the, you know, according to Chris Mortensen, they drafted a wide receiver. So, you know, like, I view it as more. Dart's going to be out on the edge. He's going to run. He's going to do all those things that are going to put him in concussion protocol like he was a lot this year. And I think he was at least examined for a concussion like 10, 12 times throughout the season. Wasn't in protocol that often, but like that's something they've got to reel in. Cam Ward's the opposite, right? Like he's just going to stand in the pocket. He's going to move, but he didn't look to run until the final month of the season, really. I view it as a process of getting the run game going behind the Titans' offensive line to me, that would be the surefire thing. But you can do that in New York as well. But I think the scheme, the style of the wide receiving core, all that they have a tight end there, all that's way different in New York. They're set up much better right now with just they're a year ahead of where the Titans hope to be. And I'm saying talent-wise, you stack on top of the quarterback, and you add the quarterback in the Giants instance. Look, they've got the premier receiver. To me, it's a totally different look than what Cam Ward would be providing.
What? Let's presume for a moment that Harbaugh will make his choice in the next couple of days.
Yep.
Do you think if the Titans don't get Harbaugh, they've got their next target set, or do you think there'll be a waiting period for the Salas and other guys to maybe shake out?
I think they want to talk with those coaches. Next week? But look, I still fall back on this, Willie. Like, we haven't talked about Matt Nagy very much, but he's still in the mix for all this. You know, like, worst case scenario could still be the best case scenario for Borgonzi before they even knew these coaches were available. Chances are he's also interviewed his offensive and defensive coordinator during this process too. With who's available and who's come free. So I look at it like it's Matt Nagy if you don't get Stefanski or Harbaugh.
So Stefanski, I was going to ask you about Stefanski. You think he's still on the radar somewhere here?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to envision the type of coach that he described, but that Borgonzi described. There's only a handful of these guys. It's not Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel did a nice job with the offense in Miami, but Mike Borgonzi's not describing a guy that has, you know, a Lululemon up to his knees on the game day. You know what I mean? Like, there's a different vibe with who Borgonzi's describing. They interview McDaniel. Could he be the OC? Sure. Detroit's probably going to hire him if they can for OC. But I think a lot of these are just and I would be doing the same thing, maybe not to the extent they're doing with the number of people, but there's no harm, no foul in interviewing as many people as I can. And look, like I don't sit here and think that they've that Borgonzi's just pigeonholing himself into just one of his buddies from where he's worked for 17 years either. I think he's doing his due diligence. But there's a reason why they're hopping the plane and going to meet with Harbaugh. Have they reported why they're going to meet him at his house instead of him coming to the facility?
I have not seen such a report
as to yeah. why. Yeah, that is interesting.
That's not advantage Titans.
Yeah,
like the Giants had a huge advantage bringing him there. Atlanta, look, Atlanta's still in the mix too. Looks like they're trying to hire their coach before they hire their GM, which means it's going to be a first-time general manager paired with a veteran head coach. It's very reminiscent of when they hired Callahan. They thought the coach was going to go down to Atlanta, and they wouldn't let him leave the building. This is a much different scenario. Did you guys have any belief that Harbaugh would be interested here?
Really?
It's a short list.
No. Yes and no, but leaning more toward no. But quick question here.
Yep.
Okay, he went to New York. I can understand why he went to New York. That's a flight. That flight is so quick, in and out.
Sure. Hey, don't put down B&A like that.
No, B&A is great, but it's a shorter flight to New York. Yes, B&A is great. I love it. But I think a tail sign would be if the Titans leave – and then he flies to Atlanta and meet with Atlanta.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be telling?
Yes.
In a sense, because you could have flew to Nashville, did what you had to do, and then flew to Atlanta and knocked two birds out with one stone.
Or he could drive and go to Bucky's on his way.
Yeah, he can go to Bucky's too. That would sell him on Nashville.
But he's always representing Bucky's.
There may be a very legitimate reason.
Check us in the mail.
A legitimate reason why he's got to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't necessarily
sure
know.
It is intriguing. I'm sure everybody's got that question, though.
Yeah, but I think he clearly wants to make up his mind pretty soon, mm-hmm. and put his staff together because this is very deliberate. If it's a schedule issue and he's like, I want to talk with the Titans. Can you meet me here? Absolutely. You know, like it's interesting. The Giants put on the full court press, and he was still as steadfast in his. In his stance of not of wanting to hear out the rest of the owners, which is great.
Plot is thickened.
This is a huge benefit to the Titans if they this excels the rebuild. You know, like you hit the accelerator with this because you have stability mm-hmm. with the revamp of the front office down, and now you've got the coach paired with the general manager that would. Show belief in the quarterback, the whole thing, going into the stadium. I mean, again, it's it would be a huge plus and something that was very unexpected coming from me.
Now, did Sean Payton fly out to Denver first, or did everybody from Denver come to him?
No. Well, I don't know about the first time, mm-hmm. Mace, but
I know he eventually went out there, yes.
Yes, he went out there, and then he went to Houston as well.
Mm-hmm.
It came down to those two. Mm-hmm. And it also came down to what Aaron Rodgers were going to do, right? Mm-hmm. Whether or not he was going to leave or something like that, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. Point being, like, Harbaugh can go wherever he wants to, man. You know? I think it's interesting who he's talking to and who he's not. And Diana Rossini, I heard the interview that Robbie and Ruxo had with her. I thought it was interesting the way she pointed out, like, he's not really interested in Green Bay if that comes open. You know, like, she said he would appreciate the structure that the Titans have with Borgonzi as the general manager and he's the coach. Like, he appreciates that. Again, like, it's a different vibe than what I would have expected. And she even said that Amy Adams Strunk was you know, a benefit in some of these interviews. That's great. Cool. I just haven't heard anything like that.
Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow has been our guest on D Mace Ving and the Donick. He joins us every Wednesday at 5:00. Hutton, great stuff as always. We'll catch up next week.
I think he ends up in the AFC. I do.
Okay.
So not the Giants. Not the Giants.
Or the Falcons.
Or it could be the Falcons. Well, it could be the NFC. Again, I think he wants to go AFC. I do.
Okay, we'll see. Mm. Thanks, Hutton.
Yep.
615-737-1025. All right, we want to hear from you. Willie's question earlier. The report is that the Titans decision makers are meeting with Harbaugh, John Harbaugh, that is, at his home tomorrow. Who are you bringing to attempt to seal the deal? You can be serious. You can be humorous. We'll take it all. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Ving, and we are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 1025, the game. Harbaugh Watch. It's on. The Tennessee Titans reportedly will meet with John Harbaugh tomorrow at his home. In Baltimore somewhere. Lovely place. Right, Derek? Lovely place.
I enjoyed Baltimore.
Lovely place.
Enjoyed it. Even in the wintertime.
One texter says, it was reported that the Giants were actually supposed to meet him at his home as well, but they decided to have the owner meet with him, and then they went together to the Giants facility, which I think is the perfect move for the Giants. Another texter says, would send to Harbaugh. 1, Borgonzi. 2, Cam. 3, Dolly Parton. 4, Vince Gill. I don't know how available.
All ambassador team.
I don't know how available Dolly Parton is on a moment's notice. I mean, we all love Dolly Parton, right? But I don't know how available she is on a moment's notice. Here, let's answer this question from one texter. Mm-hmm. John Harbaugh and Mike McCarthy have the same resume. Why not all the hype around him, meaning McCarthy?
Oh, man.
Fair question.
It is a fair question. Okay, I think it's the optics. Because you don't think of, well, I guess many people probably do. They think, well, McCarthy in Green Bay, he only won because he had Aaron Rodgers. And then he goes to Dallas, and that team doesn't always seem to be functioning right. It seemed like they have something always going on. And it all just could be the owner, who is the GM. It could be because of him. But I think people look at Mike McCarthy and don't see stability or don't see like that leadership that you see when you look at John Harbaugh where he's been for 19 years, 18 years.
Is it the name Harbaugh? And is it he comes across better. As he sounds better. He sounds
more structured.
I've never seen McCarthy as a smooth presence. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't give you that Tom Landry or, you know, even a Jimmy Johnson swagger kind of thing. It's interesting with McCarthy. He has won a lot of games. But I don't know. Harbaugh, if you were just out of central casting, mm-hmm. who's the leader? I think Harbaugh would be the guy.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to answer the question. It's a great question because credential-wise, you line him up, Super Bowl,
same thing, a lot of wins. Yeah.
Daniel says, if you bring Brinker and Nihil, Harbaugh might not answer the door. Josh?
I would not have either of those two in there. I don't know if that's – I think you guys have sold me on Amy Adams has got to be in the mix. So maybe it's just Borgonzi, Adams.
Do you like my helicopter idea?
But you got to bring one of the other ones.
I think you
got to
go all in. If she's coming, she's coming.
Josh says, I'm bringing Diego.
Hovercraft
might work.
I'm
bringing Diego Quieter. Pavia's mom and Will Levis, but they both stay in the car. If he says yes, he gets a date with Pavia's mom. I mean, he might be married.
He is married.
He's definitely married.
If he says no, I'm leaving Levis there. Well, Levis is in Anaheim going to Ducks games, so he's not going to be readily available.
True fact.
We saw the picture. We saw you, Will Levis. Let's go to our friend Dr. Locke on our phone line. Dr. Locke, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
What's up, fellas? What are you doing?
Well, Dr. Locke, do we take this and, you know, your analogy last week was a good one. Are we taking this as the Titans have brought money to the table? They're going to go with a high rent? They're for the sports car?
Guys, if you give me 60 seconds, I'm going to walk this all the way out for you.
Okay, walk it out for us. Walk it out for us.
I'll make it really easy. So, there's a saying in life, the best revenge is living well. I've lived my life that way. If I lose, if I leave a dealership, I go to another dealership, I increase their sales tenfold. That's the best revenge in the world. So it's fair to say that Mike Vrabel is absolutely destroying Amy inside. He is living his best life, getting ready to win Coach of the Year and steamrolling in the playoffs, possibly getting to the Super Bowl. The best revenge is living well. It's eating her alive. There is nothing worse than a woman scorned. What makes a woman drop 18 to 20 million? The coach that cussed her out, told her everything he thought about her, and rolled out the door, and he is steamrolling through the playoffs. That makes a woman drop 20 million very, very fast. There's nothing she would like more than to say, look at my shiny new boyfriend. Doesn't he look better than my old boyfriend? She wants this so bad she can taste it, because there's not a coach out there that you can say is better than Vrabel or equal to as John Harbaugh. Nothing makes the splash. McCarthy doesn't make the splash. She's reaching in the purse, and she's ready to drop $20 million to make that splash, because it's been destroying her, what Vrabel's doing.
Thank you for the call, Dr. Lyle.
Compelling argument.
It is a compelling argument. I don't know how much it's killing her, but I'm sure there is a part of her that is thinking, like Dr. Locke said, okay, I'm not going to get angry, but I'm just going to hire the best guy out there. And the best guy is John Harbaugh, which brings a better resume than Mike Vrabel. And everybody will forget a Mike Vrabel if we hire a John Harbaugh, at least in the, you know, today or tomorrow or next year. They forget until they start playing games. They will forget about what Mike Vrabel is doing, and they will concentrate solely on John Harbaugh. He's right. You got to – it needs to be a big splash, because everybody's looking at, well, you got rid of Mike Vrabel. Even though I felt it was time for him to go, you got rid of Mike Vrabel, and look what he's doing.
One texter brings up an interesting point. One texter says, this can also be a glorified scapegoat, which I'm not sure this is the correct usage of the word scapegoat, but I'll allow it, to tell Titans fans, see, we did everything we could to get Harbaugh. Now, trust us, bro. Here's Matt Nagy. I understand the idea that we did talk about Matt Nagy earlier in the show, but I understand the idea that if John Harbaugh meets with the Titans, maybe he meets with the Falcons, but he ultimately chooses the Giants. And a lot of people out there who are, quote unquote, in the know seem to suggest that the Giants are the front runners at the moment. I understand the idea that the Titans can at least say without saying. I don't think Amy Adams Strunk is going to put out a news release that says, hey, we tried. Sorry, guys. Signed, Amy Adams Strunk. She's not going to do that. But I understand the idea of, hey, we tried. We came to the table.
We went to the big leagues. We went to the top.
We made a big offer to John Harbaugh. We were serious about making this hire. And he didn't choose us, and that's his prerogative. And now we move on. And I hope that you're okay with Robert Saleh, because he was the best coach available after John Harbaugh. You know what I mean?
I think that would play well from a PR standpoint. But the bottom line, D-Maze, you've said this many times, no matter how it ends, we won't know if it's the right answer for several years. For example, on the MMQB podcast this morning, they pointed out that when John Harbaugh got the job for the Ravens, when they fired Brian Billick, who was a high-profile Super Bowl-winning coach, Harbaugh was not the first choice. They had some other big-name guys in there that said no to the Ravens before they went to Harbaugh. So it could happen the same way. You could swing for Harbaugh, then you could go for Robert Saleh, you could go for McCarthy, they all say no, and you get a guy that nobody's heard of, you lose the press conference, and that guy ends up being, because John Harbaugh was not known by anybody at the time.
No, he was known in the coaching world, but as far as being a head coach, I think it may have come out of, left field for some people. But, hey, listen, John went in there, And he did a wonderful job, a masterful job at getting that organization back to his winning ways. Listen, if you're going to do this, there can't be, and this is why I say it's going to be interesting how they sort of juggle this. Because, yeah, you want to be in that, you know, that expensive pool at getting John Harbaugh. But it has to be, it can't be, I'm just doing it just to do it. I know he ain't going to sign with us, but just to appease the fan base. You can't go in thinking like that because maybe he wants to be in here in Nashville. So you go in, you know, putting all your cards on the table and you're not worrying about whether, you know, I'm doing it just to, you know, show the fans that, okay, we're making this, we're trying to go out and get the top coach out there if you know you really ain't going to pay the money to him. Because what if he says, you know what, I want to go there? Then what you going to do? So if you've decided, which they have, you decide you're going to Harbaugh's house, you've already decided you're going to pay him $17, $18, or $19 million. You've decided that already because it's going to cost you about 50, 60 grand, probably more than that, to fill up that jet to go to Baltimore. It's probably going to cost you a lot more than that. So if you're putting all that money in, I can't just be going here to save face. I got to be going here to get my guy. Like a rhyme, like this is a Hallmark movie right now. You know?
How did I know it would get back to that?
I'm going there to get the girl. That's what I'm doing.
How did I know it would end up back with the Hallmark movie? Greg on our text line says, Baltimore got Derek Mason, Derrick Henry, and Steve McNair. It's only fair we get John Harbaugh.
They got Samari Roll, too. Don't leave my boy Samari out.
Samari Roll, that was an underrated guy.
Don't leave my boy Samari out.
Quickly, we did touch on this, but the texter said it was reported Harbaugh also met with Jackson Dart. So with that information, should the Titans bring Cam Ward?
I mean, I would like for John and Cam to meet. If they take him, I wouldn't think anything of it. If they didn't take him, I wouldn't think anything of it.
Is it worth asking? Do you say, hey, dude, Cam Ward would love to talk to you. Would you like to talk to him? Or is it a phone call? Like, I don't know if it's has to be in person, but there could
be
a conversation.
Over the phone,
in
Zoom.
There.
Yeah. Well, FaceTime, not Zoom, excuse me. FaceTime.
Skype.
Do people still Skype?
Is that still a thing?
That's what I'm saying.
Have we retired Skype?
There will be a documentary at some point on how Skype totally bungled the COVID pandemic because everybody was Zooming. Nobody was Skyping.
Mm-mm. Yep.
So
you're right about that.
615-737-1025. We'll continue to take your thoughts on Harbaugh Watch. Titans brass in some form is meeting with John Harbaugh reportedly tomorrow at his home. 615-737-1025. We'll wrap up the show. Coming up next, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game. D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 1025 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. Smashville Live returns coming up next. Player guests Ozzie Weisblatt and Reed Schaefer. And following Smashville Live, Vanderbilt at Texas as the Commodores look to start 17-0. Willie, your beloved Commodores will be playing. It's playing their first game as a top 10 team since 2011 tonight in Austin.
2011 would be Jeffrey Taylor, John Jenkins, Festus Ezeli. That's a strong team right there. That was a strong team. I'm really excited to see what they do where as each passing day goes by and they keep winning, how they handle the success. You heard Mark Byington on our show saying how much he preaches staying humble and saying, you know, as soon as you look the other way and you start getting cocky, that's when you get beat, you get humbled. This is a great road test. Texas, I think, has plenty of talent. And they've got a really good coach in Sean Miller, who's been around the block a million times. Texas has 6 losses, right? They've played a very tough schedule. So they're going to be the more desperate team on paper. They're saying, here comes a top 10 team. we get this, that's a great quad one win, all of that stuff. So I think you're going to get Texas's best game tonight. I want to see how Vanderbilt reacts.
So the Commodores, if they win tonight, they will be 17-0, which will be the best start in school history, breaking a tie with the 2007-2008 team, which also started 16-0. Here's a trivia question for the both of you. Commodores-related trivia question. And thank you to the school for providing this to me. Vanderbilt has played 645 minutes of basketball this season. How many of those minutes have the Commodores trailed?
Not many. Not. Say the minutes again.
They've played 645 minutes. How many of them have they trailed?
I would say 200 of them.
I would say way less. I'm going to say it's 15.
You're close, Willie. 22 minutes and 2 seconds. Wow. That's it. 22 wow. minutes
of
and
the
2 seconds.
Minutes.
They have come out of the gate. They have been the opposite of the Predators, who finally, hallelujah,
scored a goal.
Scored the first Stamped goal of the game goal. Last yeah, night. Thank you. Thank you. The monkey's off their back.
But listen.
But Vanderbilt's been the opposite. They have come out and jumped on teams early, which is a great way to win, especially on the road.
And I also think this might be right. I believe their largest deficit of the season is 5 points.
It hadn't been that much. They hadn't, at least the games, and I've seen majority of all of them, they haven't trailed by many points when they did trail. Texas just had a big win over Alabama, too.
So, yes, at Alabama.
Yeah, at Alabama. That was a huge win. So they're going to be coming in with a little swag, meaning Texas. And I want to – this may end up being another one of those gruel it out games. And I want to see if, because it seems, and I've been saying this for a while, it seems like Vanderbilt, because of so they play so hard, they wear themselves out at certain points in the game. Can they not do that this game coming up versus Texas? Because Texas, they got a good team. And again, they just beat the number 13 team in the country. They're on a high right now. If you don't come out and play your A game, or if you have a lull there like you've had in previous games, it may come back to bite you.
Texas does not defend the three very well. 234th in the league. So based on Vanderbilt, the last couple of games, they've been a little hit or miss against Alabama and LSU at home. They weren't knocking down the threes as consistently as they were prior in the pre-conference, where they were hitting everything. Everything. We remember the game at Wake Forest where they bombed away. The LSU game was a tale of two halves. They came out and they were on fire in the first half and then completely cooled off in the second half. So I'm curious about shooting the ball. And as great as Tyler Tanner is, I still want to see him stay consistent throughout the season, hitting the open three. He does everything else tremendously well. And this year, so far, he has shot the ball very well from the outside. He's made a big jump from last year to this year. But his last couple of games, I don't want to say it's a slump, but his last couple of games, he has not knocked down the three. I think he's 1-for-8, 1-for-9. So that's something to watch tonight.
Do they have – I'm trying to think here, Willie. Do they have the necessary depth? Because now that they're in league play, it's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher in the gruel and the grind. Do you think they have a deep enough bench?
I would have said yes a few weeks ago. I think without Frankie Collins, who is – a really, really good player on the perimeter. That's one less guy, and they should get him back maybe in the next few weeks. I think by the end of January, they're hoping to have him. But up front, I have seen more than one game where they can get into foul trouble. They are a foul-prone team, and they might be one big man short, I think. One guy that I think is an important guy is a guy that I'm not sure why he didn't play very much against LSU, but Tyler Harris for Vanderbilt didn't play much on Saturday. I don't know if it was a physical thing. and he's not a he's not really a big man, but he's a stretch three or four. Mm-hmm. Who's 6'7". He can rebound. He can get out on the outside. I want to see what his role is going to be tonight. But yeah, once you get past, I do think that they can. They have depth, but okay. Maybe not a ton of depth until they get Collins back.
What do you think? Well, let me phrase this correctly, because Derek Mason will not be on the show for the rest of the week because he.
It's my birthday.
Is going off to celebrate his birthday. Yeah. He's taking a long birthday weekend like yes. a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah, I'm just going to have fun.
Go have a fun time.
Yeah.
Go have a fun time. And Willie will be joining us at some point during the program tomorrow. He will be traveling with the Predators, who start a road trip on Friday against the Avalanche, Saturday against the Vegas Golden Knights. So Connor Newt will be joining the program for the next couple of days to help us out a little bit. So let me ask you guys this question. 3 o'clock tomorrow, when I and Connor come on the air, what will we be talking about with Harbaugh Watch? What will be the headline?
Wow. When is he meeting with the Titans?
We don't know what time. Yeah. We just know that it's reportedly tomorrow.
So,
man.
In theory, it will be finished by the time the show starts tomorrow.
You would think that. Or wrapping up.
Oh, man. I don't know. The pitch has been made.
The pitch has been made.
I think what I'll be curious of is what comes out about the meeting. Will we know who was there? Our question of the day. Will we get any tidbits from the people that really seem to have some in on this process? Mm-hmm. Will it be positive? Are we going to find out that next up it's the Falcons? You know, I think you might have something like that reported tomorrow. That's what I would guess. I don't think these are the only two teams that he's going to interview with.
Oh, no.
One texter says, do we even know for sure John invited the Titans to his home, or are they just showing up because he won't answer his phone?
It's very tempting sometimes.
We've all been there.
We've all been there. It's, at least you have the thought.
Do you John!
Just, do you who just is that over? At the door?
Should I just go over?
Baby, it's, I think, I don't know. It's like five guys and one lady.
Who's this woman at the door?
She didn't tell me not to come over. She just didn't answer the phone and tell me one way or the other. So I just came over.
It felt like I was in the neighborhood. So we dropped
just
in.
Just happened to be coming by. That's all.
That's my helicopter parked on your lawn over there. Yeah. I just happened to be flying down the Eastern Seaboard when I said, "Is that John Harbaugh's house down there? Let's bring it down.
Let's have a chat with him.
Let's have a chat with him." So yeah, we will see. We will see. I am very curious to see how this meeting goes. But again, I'm surprised that the Titans are this far along in the process. Reportedly, I know that it happens sometimes in negotiations where you find a team that you're really not interested in joining, but you're using that team as leverage. I'm not so sure that's the case here. I'm not saying that the Titans are the front runners. It appears that the Giants are in the lead in this race. But it seems that the interest from Harbaugh is real enough that he is inviting them to his home. Because that's what this is. He's inviting them to his home. He's not coming here, at least not yet. I don't think you invite someone to your home that you're really not interested in.
I would think so. I understand it.
So
we'll see what happens.
What are you going to do on your big birthday weekend?
I'm just going to have fun, man. Just going to have
How
fun.
How old are you?
52. Me and Woo-wee. My girl. Me and my lady, we're going to have fun.
52.
Absolutely. 52 and getting older, which I love.
Age is just a number, right?
Age is just a number. You know, I have this.
You're aging gracefully, Derek.
I have this thing on my wrist. I'm not going to give out the name or anything, but I think it's kind of neat. I was talking to my financial guy. He had it. And he was, you know, it measures all this stuff. And see, when you start getting older, you start getting these little things that kind of tell you what your health is, tell you what your health look like. So this little band is supposed to, which it is, tell me how I sleep and all this other stuff and my metabolic age. And I'm 52, but my metabolic age says I'm 38. So I feel good.
I like that.
I feel good right now. So this thing is working. I like it.
Good to know. Yeah. Maybe I need one of those.
Yeah,
I'd be scared to death of what age it said I would be.
Why would you be scared, man?
I don't know. Yeah. I pig out on all of the snacks and candy and stuff that you bring. You bring us cupcakes every week.
I do it too.
I know, but you are
I still haven't gotten my cupcake.
Yeah, it's true. David has been shut out. David has been shut out.
You said Friday.
Yes, I did.
Sore subject. Sore subject.
Sorry.
I'm going to have it. Next week.
Oh, you said that last week.
Next week, you will have your donut.
It's a cupcake. I better have my cupcake.
You know why? No, you know why you didn't? Because I drive past it, and every time I'm like, man, I can't go in there. I can't do it. I can't. Because I know once I go in,
we're gonna get like 20 more.
You ain't coming out with less than 6.
Well, you come out with less than 4 because you forget to bring David one.
Exactly.
But that'll do it for us today. Happy birthday, Derek. We'll catch up with you next week. We will continue John Harbaugh Watch tomorrow. Connor Newt will be in with me and Willie for the next couple of days. So we'll do some John Harbaugh watching. Elliot Freeman, Sportsnet NHL Insider, will join us at 5 o'clock for his weekly chat. As the Predators continue to win as they head out on the road for a couple of games. But coming up next, speaking of those Predators, it's time for Smashville Live, hosted by my guy, Max. High maintenance hers, Max. I know you're listening. I love you, but you're high maintenance. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Be loved, loving your people. Have a safe, blessed, and wonderful day. I love you. The team loves you. You hear that music. Don't you forget about us, because we will not forget about you. See you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Well, the guys will see you tomorrow. I'll see you some other time. But we will be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Peace.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.